But that said, TC seldom is down in the blocks calling for the ball with his headband on to keep the hair out of his eyes. But he feels like he has good position on his defender. He feels like this is simply a catch and jump hook for a basket. And here's TC, ladies and gentlemen, who says he has an important issue to resolve in the first segment of the show.
So this morning, like 7 a.m., I wake up, which is way too early. And I wake up because my dog's barking. And I realize he's barking because I hear some rustling, right?
Uh-oh.
So I walk out in the hallway to check on it. And there's a guy unplugging my Xbox.
No way!
And I say, "What the F are you doing?" Kind of yell it at him. Let him know I'm strong.
Uh-huh. What kind of a guy?
He was a Hispanic gentleman. Larger than me. Like, stronger than me.
He's
I wouldn't
in
say
your
he's
house.
Than me.
Yeah.
In your living room.
And going after the most prized possession in your...
Went straight for the Xbox.
Oh, was
unplugging it.
So uncool.
And
did he
man.
Grab the Kinect while he was at it?
Well,
dude, you actually...
Okay, go on.
Okay, I'm just trying to think what I would do. Like,
we better give TC a space here.
I'd be so afraid. I'd run back to the room and dial 911 or something.
See, I've always thought that... Like, I work through this scenario in my head a lot. I think all of us do. And I've always thought that I would be willing to make some aggressive moves. And I was mostly pleased with how I stood up to it.
So what'd you do? You yelled
so you,
at?
So you think when the all-22s are available, you're going to be fine?
I'll feel okay about it.
Okay, good.
Especially with how everything ended and everything. Because right. I'll jump to the end. We're fine. Obviously, I'm here today. So anyways, I go, "What the F are you doing?" He says, "This is a home invasion." Which
Shut
I guess
up.
Was very polite of him to answer the question directly.
He labeled it as a home invasion?
That was his whole. That was his full sentence.
He might
age
as well
and
give
size?
Me the police code for it.
Age and size?
I would guess he was older than me and, you know, maybe an inch taller and, like I said, kind of stocky, thick dude.
But clearly not...
Like he works out?
Not open carrying a piece or else you...
I mean, I have strong theories that there's a large difference between people who will point a gun and people who will shoot a gun, and that I would love to explore those one day, but
wow.
He did not have a gun.
Well, that's a game you don't get to play twice, dude.
I know,
okay.
But hey,
right.
My thinking on all of it is that world religions seem to agree that there's some chance that whatever happens next is even better than this, and I'm willing to play that lottery, too.
Okay, all right. Please proceed. So he's got your Xbox. He has announced to you that this is a home invasion, which is a really weird play.
So you apologize, and I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was interrupting you.
Yeah, well, if it is. No, he wasn't like, at that point, he just puts the Xbox down, and I haven't plugged it in. He dropped it. It might be damaged.
Unreal.
And he goes towards me, puts his hand on my throat, like pushes me back up against the wall and says, "I'm going to stab you."
For real?
Yes. And at that point, he doesn't have a knife in his hand. He has some pockets a knife might be in, but he isn't going quickly for one. So I don't really believe him that he's going to stab me, because why would you say I'm going to stab you? You would just stab someone. So I say, "Hey, if we're in this lying game, then I'll just tell him cops are on the way." And that's what I did. And then he ran out the door.
Shut up.
And at that point, I didn't have the foresight to call 911 because I wasn't sure that there was a person there, you know? I thought it might be a raccoon. I thought it might just be hearing something, you know, like a
but
window got loose.
Your dog started going nutty.
And I could tell he was kind of barking, and, like, he barks a lot. He's a beagle. Jake can attest. But this, it had a more urgent tone to it,
he
you know?
He's the worst dog ever.
It's the best dog ever, just
like,
not for strangers.
You can meet him 500 times, and he still acts like he's never met you before.
Well, this paid off. Like,
yeah, I guess so.
He's very wary towards strangers, and he detected this one quickly and alerted me. I mean, the guy, you know, piecing it together, he came in through the back. He broke a back window and then climbed in through the window. And so the first thing that he would have come to was the Xbox. So I think that this was... less than 2 minutes into the robbery that I was awake and confronting him.
Wow.
And he didn't take anything.
How rattled were we?
Boy, what an early morning worker he is.
And
yeah, what
he's
time?
Up at 7?
It was 7 a.m., and that seems stupid
that's
because...
Weird,
yeah, people are
going to
still be at home.
Yeah, when I saw
wouldn't
this morning,
wouldn't you wait till
11
a.m. on your home robbery?
Yeah, because I get up that early, and if someone walks into my house at 7, I'm not saying they're dying, but I'm trying.
For
like,
sure.
I'm going to shoot them. At 7 a.m. because I'm up.
See, I was
so you
very,
have a gun and you keep it in your bedroom?
Yes.
So you would, if you heard rustling, you I would walk
too,
out
Dan.
In the living. Oh, yes, I do too,
I
Bob.
Have a bazooka in my bedroom.
I have a moat that they have to cross. Yes, if I, but that's the thing.
I'm waiting for mine. I registered.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't pick which one of my five guns to use. That's why I walked out with that one.
I don't think my position is that uncommon. It's 7 a.m. If you walk into a house
right here,
in Texas and you're home, there's a 50-50 chance someone is dying.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
That went
at
through
all.
My head, and I was very glad that that's not how it played out because I
would be in jail right now. There's that.
Yeah, but he had you by the neck.
I mean, he
like
wasn't
the last
like
scene in The Revenant.
He more had me by the neck to like stabilize
not
me
cool.
and make sure I didn't go anywhere. It wasn't like he was actively trying to like cut off my breath, you know.
But he's making contact with you.
Yeah, no, I like whenever I'm doing the ticker and
you have his DNA.
Your throat, I can
did you
feel
wax
it.
On, wax off him, and
no,
as you're telling him the cops are on the way.
Yeah, I give him a karate chop. He was wearing gloves. Which I only know because I could feel the glove on my throat.
You smell the glove?
I didn't smell it, no.
Man,
thank you for your
geez,
Spinal
man.
Tap reference.
Yeah, you had the right to shoot right there, dude. You could have...
I'm so glad I didn't.
You could have put a body count together.
He shouldn't have to die for that. I just want the kid to get some good advice and maybe go on to real gainful employment where he doesn't
dude,
have
he
to steal.
Dude, he probably broke into someone else's house after he left your house.
Man, this is where being liberal goes wrong. Like, he's got you by the neck, and you're thinking about his rehabilitation?
Oh, I wasn't then. If this is, like, an hour later, okay, I'm thinking right. about it. If I'd had a gun, I would have shot him.
Sure.
And I'm very glad that I didn't.
Yeah.
Dude.
You shoot him in the leg.
You always wonder how you
and
would react.
And I was also thinking about, like, you got to fix the bullet damage.
You'd have to clean up the...
what drywall. If it hits the Xbox?
Yeah. Dude, that's the real victim here. Ah...
I bet your man. Wife is all freaked out.
Yeah, or does insurance? You yeah, don't have insurance, Xbox insurance, do you?
I'm hoping homeowners covers it. They're supposed to cover the important things, right?
And then it's just a battle. It is a battle to try to get them to cover anything.
Is she yeah. on? Is she online right now looking for new properties?
I hope not. I mean, I don't know.
You have the back alley, right?
Is it truly
and he came through the back alley.
The back alley is a bad
dude, it terrifies
bit, man.
Me. Like, when my dog just goes back to the back fence and just sits there and starts barking for 3 or 4 minutes, it freaks me out more than anything else.
I used
else.
To live on the back alley, and we had a dude who was walking my new bike at the time out of my garage, holding it as my little puppy stood there not barking at him. And I I remember being
he
in fear.
A treat out of his hand.
I opened the fence door. And I was probably 10 feet away from him, and he's holding my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my whole body feeling a shiver and feeling fear, because had he turned and put his hand on my neck, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I was afraid he'd do something like that, but he threw the bike down and ran.
Yeah.
Because I lived in the back alley. The back alley, bad bit, man.
Yeah.
Why did they ever do the back alley?
It's great, though. Like I love being able to park my car in a garage that's behind the house.
Well, that is great.
Kind of love living in a neighborhood for 5 years and never meeting any neighbors.
Yeah.
The back alley.
It allows the seclusion I'm looking for.
I mean, you don't have garbage cans out front, but...
Yeah, exactly. I don't got to walk them out. I can just leave them back there.
There are a lot of positives, but the negative seems to be home invasion.
So I know you won't ever go gun, but will you go alarm? I feel like they're relatively cheap.
I think alarm's a nice play.
Yeah. Because
you can get it to cover your window.
Yeah.
And then he'll leave the second he hears it. He will not tell you, sir.
Hey, I got something for you.
Invasión de casa.
We
I
have
can give you a $15 investment on an alarm sign. You don't even have to have an alarm.
Yeah.
No, we have the sign. We have an alarm, but it's not.
Oh, you never turn it on because it's a beating because it beeps every time you open the door, right?
I mean, it does beep every time. Like, the windows are attached. It probably beeps whenever he
I'll tell you
opened
what.
It. But I'd always said, I don't want one, or I don't feel like we need one because we have a dog, and, like, studies show that dogs usually neutralize most of these situations.
You're probably
and
right.
And I don't think I need to change anything because this worked out great. He
like
didn't take anything.
If he sees a dog, they'll take off?
Yeah, and, if he just
with
hears
the next
them.
House instead?
What if he grabbed, like, a controller and you haven't discovered it yet?
And
your wireless controller's gone.
Don't worry, dude. We got both controllers. I checked.
Okay.
Or he took your batteries out and put them in back.
Your memory stick. Now you have to go all the way back to the start of Fallout 4.
No, thanks. No, we're good.
Dude, that's amazing. That's amazing.
It is.
Did you call the cops? And
Yeah.
Through report and all that, or is this it?
Yeah, no, we had several cops. And I do need someone to help with fixing the window, if anyone will. If we got any P1s with a glass company.
Man, help TC. I'm a big fan of the alarm, and I don't know if it's a scam. I know the alarm companies want you to be a big fan of the alarm company.
We've talked about this. It is not a scam.
I don't think
it is. There's research out there on how it works as a deterrent and how if someone does break into your house, the likelihood that they harm you or take anything is greatly reduced.
With that siren going off, it's disorienting to you, but yeah. It's probably way more freaky to them, right? Like, I don't...
Yeah, but... When you hear a siren in your neighborhood, don't you think, ugh, somebody left their, like, when's the last time you heard a car alarm and then you ran out thinking there was a...
You're not getting help. The point is, the sound of the alarm will freak out whoever breaks in.
And if I hear it in the middle of the day, I think that's annoying. If I heard one in the middle of the night, I would think somebody's house just got broken into. Yeah. And this guy is going way outside the box by breaking into a house during...
At 7 a.m.
7 a.m. just seems
hours.
Dumb.
Yeah, like I think he's an idiot.
Wait till people generally go to work.
And, like, I've been trying to kind of, you know, like, whenever he ran out, I was hoping it was to leave, but I thought there was some chance that he was going to get something and come back, you know, like maybe his knife was in the car.
Wow.
And so, you know, you're trying to, like, predict and, like, would he, you know, now he knows there is an Xbox in there. Is he going to make another run? And whenever you're trying to figure out, like, what is he going to do, it's so hard because I think he's probably really dumb. And I don't know what dumb people do. They could do anything.
I mean, to announce it's a home invasion just seems like something I never see in the movies.
That sounds very technical.
Boy, this is a weird conversation on the air. So I guess you should lie to me. Do you have, like, a bat in your bedroom or anything?
I mean, yeah.
You remember the great game?
Yeah.
That wouldn't do him any good.
I'd miss him. No, I've
just
got
close
a...
His eyes.
A bat is not...
I've got a Ivan Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez memorial to celebrate both of them winning Silver Slugger.
Yeah, you need an aluminum bat or some nice nunchucks or something. Maybe throwing stars.
I had a kitchen, you know, like I picked up a kitchen knife once.
Yeah,
he went out.
I don't love the knife. I like the bat
more
than the
knife. I
think
it would work
fine. No, it would.
I've always heard if you stab someone, you have to watch because your hand is then going to slip down and you will inevitably rip your hand open with that knife.
And you make them more
think
angry.
Think about that.
The bat.
Does that make sense? Because you're.
I mean, the
going
kitchen knife's got a big, long. It's got a guard to prevent that.
You need more
but
of the thing computer was describing in his story.
Right,
a samurai
sword.
Yeah,
now we're talking.